Blog Talk Radio. Live.
Live your life. Be who you wanna be. We don't live twice. Better live your life. Be who you wanna be. We don't live twice. Better live your life. Be who you wanna be. I be going ham each and every day. It's fancy quit, ain't no way. I paid a cost to be the damn boss. Ain't nothing you can take, already lost. I been in the jam like bam, ba, bam, bam. Been in the cell like bam, da, damn, bam. I ain't do nothing, just feed the fam, fam. Pressure down on me, but I ain't gon' break. I'm thoroughbred, they don't come fake. Mama always told me, watch out for them snakes. They come in disguises, wanna tear down everything I built. But the truth is, I'ma stay rising to the top. And I'ma start off top. Keep lacing them with a chop suey. That's my south side. While I live my life, live your life, be who you wanna be. We don't live twice, better live your life, be who you wanna be. We don't live twice, better live your life, be who you wanna be. We don't live twice, live your life. This time around, I'm going all out. This time in life, I'm dynamite. This time around, I'm putting me first. This time in life, don't care who it hurts. This time in life, I'm loving me. I'm holding me, consoling me. Cause loving me is the key. In this world, as it twirls, fill me up just to break me down. Better get your hat in some way, somehow. If I should die before I wake, I give the Lord my soul to take. Cause through the struggle, he made a way. I ain't deserved it, push harder, he said. And keep the faith, and we'll make a way for you to live your life. Live your life. Be who you wanna be. We don't live twice. Live your life. Be who you wanna be. We don't live twice. Live your life. Be who you wanna be. We don't live twice. Live your life. Live your life. Be who you wanna be. We don't live twice.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ One, man. Cold Peace Radio presents, man, the female takeover. Y'all better listen to this. I'm back, man. Let's go.
Hey, what's going down? This is your girl, Cold Peace. If you just tuned in to Thursday Night Live, I am the home of the independent and underground artists worldwide. So what I need you to do is to submit your MP3s directly to me at coldpeaceradio@gmail.com. That's coldpeaceradio@gmail.com. Get that music to me. Never know, you might be the next Spotlight Artist of the Week.
Hi, my name is Jonine. I am the CEO of PK's Heavenly Jewels. I would like to invite you to explore my website for some unique jewelry starting at only $5. My website address is www.pksheavenlyjewels.com. That's PKSHEAVENLYJEWELS.com. Also, if you're looking for some financial freedom, join my team and get your very own jewelry kit starting at only $99. So go ahead, check it out, and don't forget to register.
Life without coffee is a scary place. That's why we've been proudly serving up fresh coffee to the Minneapolis, Minnesota area since 2010. Our coffee makes even the most difficult days just a tad easier to get through. For us, this isn't just producing coffee. This is an active life mission to bring our customers the most flavorful, full-bodied beverages we could get our hands on. Order your coffee today at TrinityHouseCoffees.com. That's TrinityHouseCoffees.com.
Yeah! Y'all know what it is. This is your girl, Cold Peace. Today is July 13th, 2023, and it's a female takeover.
Y'all know how we get down when it's a female takeover. I know I snuck it up for you, didn't tell nobody about it, and booyah. But I just go how it goes. So what I'm about to do right now, I'm about to chime in with someone very important to this episode tonight. Area code 731-0665. Who we got on the line and what's up?
This is Black Mamba. Hi, Colpies.
Hello. How are you?
I am well. Thank you, sis. Can you hear me okay?
Okay. I can hear you just fine. Can you hear
me? Okay, wonderful. I can. What was that intro song? That was positive. I really enjoyed listening to that. Was that you, sis?
Okay, that's Southside Fancy featuring L.
Okay.
Exum, which is me, Co-P's Live Your Life. But yeah, that's Southside Fancy the Hustler with Live Your Life.
Okay.
We recorded that.
That was dope.
2013 BET weekend,
wow.
I think, out there in San Francisco, out there in the Bay. Yeah, they tricked me. It's a story behind the whole thing, I never knew I was going out there to record at all. And it was a total surprise, and we just ran with it. Why don't you go ahead and introduce
yourself? You're
going to
have to tell me that story.
Yeah. Introduce yourself. Let everybody know who you are, what it is that you do.
Okay, wonderful.
You know, and welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Well, first, let me just say thank you, Colpies, for having me on your platform today. I am Black Mamba, Mamba for short, host of the podcast Mamba Raw and Unfiltered. It is a podcast designed to help us break generational curses, bondage, mental chains of bondage. And it's a pain journey. My pain journey has turned into my therapy, and I hope it's therapy for the world for those who choose to listen. And thank you again for having me tonight.
Oh, it's definitely an honor. You know, I listened to that Pandora's Box episode, right? And remember
okay.
when I told you, I said it was like you were the voice in my head. So I'm just going to hop right into this interview. You know, because I don't
okay.
like
Wonderful.
To, you know, waste no airtime because we got to get as many artists in place. We on all
Let's
seven continents right now at the same one time. So what inspires you?
My nephew, really, podcasting is something I've thought about for a long time. He does music independently, a young genius I like to think of, and we sit and we have conversations that we call TTT time, and it's just where me and him, we sit and we get philosophical and just talk about life, and he was like, and he records me and puts me in his music sometimes, and he was just like, TT, you know, you need to go ahead and do this, so... One day I learned on my own, got on YouTube, researched my equipment, researched how to start a podcast, and just went from there, just press record. I knew if I didn't do it then, I would never do it. So it was just something the spirit moved me to do, and I'm happy that I did. I'm still learning, and I'm still growing, grace and mercy for sure. But I just started in January, and here we are now.
Oh, yeah. You see how... quick once you tap in and let go of the extra weight, how the universe just connects with you instantly and things start to move a little faster, more at the pace that you're used to like thinking at. Does that kind of make sense to you, what I'm saying?
It does. Somebody, you know, the quote, which I'm sure many people may have heard, is proper preparation prevents poor performance. And when it comes to the universe, you have to be prepared to receive those blessings. You have to do the work in the interim while you're waiting to receive those blessings. That's how we fumble our blessings, when we're not ready and prepared for them. So I am noticing how things are moving so much faster, collaborations, networking, different people wanting to connect with me and talk with me. And I'm finding myself really enjoying it at the same time. So I'm hoping and praying that I'm prepared for whatever's next. I'm doing my best to prepare. Let's just say that.
Oh, yeah. I girl, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You just started in January. You ready. I told you it was time. my next question, this is what I always usually do as far as shout out Exposure TV, shout out Mary Lemon. What I want to say, we always ask everybody this question: what is your favorite hood meal? And we need that recipe.
My favorite struggle meal. Let me think. What is it? Oh my goodness, pork and beans and corn. Oh my gosh, I don't know why, but pork and beans and corn is like a soup. I put them pork and beans on the stove, throw a can of corn in there too with a little butter, a little salt and pepper, and that's it. It's a wonderful combination. That's
okay,
my go-to in
okay.
a minute. All my kids love it except one, but my oldest, 23, she still rock with it too.
Okay, see, you'll probably put me out your house. Because, like, my favorite hood meal is crab legs or lobster tail.
If you can believe it, I've never been to Red Lobster. Never. I've never.
You're not really missing out on anything there. You know what I'm saying? But
right. Well, let's say this. I've never had lobster. And I've only tried crab once.
That's probably a good thing from what, you know, I hear about the other things,
okay.
about it being like the, you know, like the roach of the sea and all this and that. But see, the thing
right.
is, that's why you got to get hand-fed, farm-raised, organically, know where you're getting it from, get it from the right, you know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
So I'm real particular.
Yes, ma'am.
Anybody who know me, I already know, like, at least a good 20, 30 years, I've been on a health food junkie. I don't work out anymore because... I'm going to tell y'all, don't take my advice. Y'all work out, please, every day. Move a bone. That's also Southside Fancy, the hustler, Mary Lemon. We'll be able to get a plug and have a commercial here for Move a Bone as well. And let you guys know where y'all can do that. Because if you ain't moving, then, you know, you're stiffening up. But, yeah, I thought because, you know, I did Tai Bo, right? So
mm-hmm.
this is a real cool story about it. I did Tai Bo. Boom. I'm already kind of fit and an athlete, and I'm hooping and stuff, so the arms already look good.
Right.
I thought I could wear it. I thought I could wear it for a long time. Only thing I still got
mm-hmm.
is the arms and the butt. Everything else, the calf gone. You know what I'm saying? The leg muscles
right. If you
gone.
Don't use them, you lose them.
The stomach, my six-pack is gone.
Oh,
I think, you know, so, yeah, y'all, like I said, don't take the listen. Yeah, you can wear it for a little bit, but stay consistent with it. I mean, healthy living, healthy thinking, keeping your body in motion, all that. If you can't do it for long durations of periods of time, I mean, what's wrong with 5 minutes? You know, because 5 minutes
nothing
is kind of a long time when it comes to time. You know what I'm saying? So I want everybody to make sure y'all at least take 5 minutes of self-care time a day. I know people are parents. I know everybody's raising children. You might have elders, jobs, all that, friends, because friends can become like a child of yours as well, too, because you love them, you care about, I mean, it just intertwines with everything. So why don't you go ahead and, because you're not a musician, are you?
I am not. I am a poet. I do write. But
okay, okay.
I
well,
recently put together. Yeah. I would
love
that.
We're going to get you back on with some of your poetry, too, because we do that, too, here sometime. I can set up a
okay.
nice little jazz show or something. You know, like,
yeah,
you
that
know,
would be
I got
dope.
A little surprise. You know, I can make, you know, certain things happen sometime. We just
okay.
always shoot me
I'm
your
there
ideas,
for that.
You know?
Yes, ma'am.
Always shoot me your ideas, whatever. I'm never opposed to ideas, anything that we can do to help support each other
right.
and push each other. Worldwide, and it has nothing totally to do, this is way before worldwide collaboration. I was gifted this radio show. I was a guest 10 years ago. I've been holding it down 10 years. Somebody believed in me that I
wow.
believed in all the rest of y'all enough, and I've never paid for this podcast, not one day in my life. I don't know who
That's
it
a blessing.
Is that paid for this, but they're making sure that we have this platform on all 7 continents at one time. So I'm telling y'all, get these ideas. Get this material to me. Whatever y'all, I don't care if we just sit on the show and just chop it up. We ain't got to play no music
right.
sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
kind of give me an idea.
Right.
Cause right before I get you to talking, right before you talk, this is what I want to do. Because I know you got a little message for us because we talked earlier. So I don't know what you can't conjure it up. But what type of song or what type of vibe are you in right now? Because I want to play a song, and then I'm going to hop back in with you, and then we're going to go from there.
Energy. Give me something with some good energy, some feel-good music. I'm down with that.
Okay, she said some energy, some feel-good music. So what I'm thinking, y'all, I'm thinking we finna go to some Nigeria earth and just we gonna keep it, you know, scientific before we relax, y'all, and really hop into some things. This lady is amazing, and I want y'all to really, like, tap in. I can see y'all out there.
Bless
if y'all
you.
On
Thank
the line.
You.
Y'all got something to say. Y'all got some questions that y'all might want to ask, but y'all can't ask no questions yet. We doing that at the end. But just listen, it's important that y'all are listening. I brought her here for a reason. So what we finna do is I'm going to hop into this song because you said give you some energy, right? So I'm going to hop
yes,
into
ma'am.
This track by Nigeria Earth. And then after this, we'll tap back in with each other. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the track, okay?
All right.
Why is it every hood I go to, the liquor stores are close to, the churches wondering why the reverend slurring his sermon, probably off that bourbon, chuckling, tripping, and flirting with Mrs. Jones. Mr. Jones is gone on vacation, they tell me God is coming back. Black, I'm tired of waiting, anticipating the end of the world of the evil chasing. Tired of tax inflation and prices of gas is drastic. Tired of sisters with fat tank asses and spandex, even a man just let a rocket like it's hot. Tired of seeing Europeans copping rocks on the block. Tired of estimated rises in stocks when it drops. They running through the exchange and chains. Tired of wanting to complain. They can spit flame, but game is NBA with a W in front of you. That's guess who? Tired of fools aiming tools at my people, though they look just like me. And I'm tired of being tired, so I'ma kick it to two. Say, I'm working this 9 to 5. Wanna get away on Caribbean islands. Of all the crime and the violence, killing, drug dealing, and robbing for dollars. Yeah. A cop has to stop me driving. Like, ma'am, the speed is 45. Your license. Of being tired of the condition we in as a people, created dominant, can't even be equal on these continents. It's common sense, tired of logicless idiots proclaiming they geniuses, and boys who think they men cause they know how to use their penises. Tired of meaningless music, useless stupid loops with fruity ass commercial crap rappers yapping to it. Tired of television portraying the same old stereotypical negroes on their shows. Yeah. Of being in a system that hates my guts and was corrupt from the designing. Yeah. Of living in the city, what calls are from, but can't none of these niggas drive. Probably because they high. Tired of lies from politicians. Detroit, Michigan gets little recognition. I'm tired of this miseducation of children. Teachers pay them no attention, so they skipping like they're selling. Cause I'm working this 9 to 5. When they get away on Caribbean island. Yeah. Of all the crime and the violence, killing, drug dealing and robbing for dollars. Yeah. Cops that stop me driving. Like, ma'am, the speed is 45. The license. Yeah. Now I'm a scientist, figured I'd profit if I get some rest, test my hypothesis. When I wake up, I'm tired again of the state that the world is in. I'm just tired of tireless stress, thus I fire the blessed. Tired of trying to find the best marijuana, nowhere to be found, drier than the desert of the Sahara. Fathers me seeing babies without a father. Tired of hearing who making millions while millions starving. What's the problem? If God is watching, y'all go in the hell with gasoline draws on. If I'm wrong, the hell with me. Tired of black men in jail who previously had no felonies. White men in Africa claiming they got the remedy. Yeah. Of the enemy sending me on emotional roller coasters with my creativity. Yeah. Trying to socialize with savages, sipping liquor and eating swine. I'm working this 9 to 5, wanna get away on Caribbean island. Of all the crime and the violence, killing, drug dealing and robbing for dollars. No cops to stop me driving. Like, ma'am, the speed is 45. Your license. Of being tired. So tired. So tired.
I'm so tired. Hey, what's poppin' with it, y'all? This Mastermind checking in. St. Paul reppin', ACL bound, MOGM the movement. Y'all know how we do it. Hey, look, keep it locked. Right now, you were tuned in to Thursday Night Live with my homegirl Cold Piece. Yeah!
Was that enough energy for you, ma'am?
That was dope. That was dope. And I hope you drop these links on where I can find these ladies, because finding quality content from the female lyricists lately has been tough. We know mainstream music and the agenda there and how fickle it is with the trends. And but quality music is quality music. I heard plenty of gems in there.
Oh, you about to, hey, tonight, oh, man, and we only 15 minutes in, almost, girl, you about to hear some of the coldest females on the planet. Oh, listen.
I can't wait.
I ain't got to tell you where it's at. I ain't going to say nothing, but hit my inbox later. I got a couple of gifts for you. Just let me know which ones you want, and if you can remember the name, like, kind of, like, jot it down or be like that one song right before, or it is, you know what I'm saying? Let me know. I got you. Yeah, I got
okay,
you directly.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. This is, hey, you need, hey, that playlist. But go ahead. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you the floor.
Definitely want to capitalize off that joint we just heard. Like, one of the things that first stood out to me, the artist mentioned just like in our hood, you know, and I think about that, like, what do you see at our hood stations, our gas stations at the hood store? It say right there on the sign, you can come here, cash your check, get your liquor, get your cigarettes and your lottery. But we don't see us behind those counters or owning those stores, but it's a one-stop shop for toxicity. Lottery is the poor man's tax. That's how you tax poor people. Even though states are doing wonderful things with the lottery, like here in the state of Tennessee, my daughter got to go to school, a 2-year institution for free because of the lottery. But at the same time, it's perpetuating, you know, the same negative things that's going on in our community. You go cash that check, you go get your beer, your liquor, your cigarettes, and buy some scratch-off tickets, and that's that. That was like one of the first things that stood out to me, especially in that song.
Okay, and yeah, I mean, when that's like actually one of DJ Quick's little sister, Boss. I don't know if y'all remember Boss when she was out, like in the early to mid 90s. Michelle, his sister Michelle, her name was Boss in the music industry. That actually was a gift from the West Coast from DJ Loso, and he is you know, so that's why that's that West Coast vibe instead of that West Coast gangster rap. You know, that's that you know, that's their equivalent to like MC Light and Queen Latifah. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. Well, that's definitely popping, but you know, what can we do if nobody want to pick up the gems that somebody is dropping? You know, like I said, we don't own these businesses in our community. And then we got a negative connotation when it comes to black businesses. We say, oh, well, it's subpar or not quality, or they don't know how to handle or talk to people. We'll go spend our money somewhere else, you know, before we'll go spend it, you know, with someone in our community that's trying to do a small business, black business that's out there. And to me, that's sad. Our buying power, the money that we have, makes this world go around. And our black dollars, if we respected our black dollars, I think people would respect us a whole lot more. It's one of the reasons why they blew up Black Wall Street.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But what I see is a difference is that the mentality that the people were living during the times of that era in life, that is not the same goal of the mentality of the modern today, let's say the average 22 or 23-year-old, where they should be figuring out, you know what I'm saying, what their purpose is, back then you were married, probably with like 6 kids already by the time you're 23 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, they would be married.
My my grandmother was 9 when she married my grandfather, and he was 14.
Wow. Yes, you know, that's definitely culture change.
Yeah, so
values was different
like
back then. Morals, values, all those things are being erased now.
And that's what I'm that's what part that I'm touching on, what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying, the mental process, the thinking, how now, you know, back then, that, like I said, the average 23-year-old was trying to figure out, like, how could I leave a legacy, be prestigious to my family? We got Madam C.J. Walkers and people like that. You know what I'm saying?
Innovators.
The guy, that, you know, I mean, look at all the black inventors that we had during those times that were proteges or either the slaves or indentured servants to these white scientists and Thomas Edison and all these other people. You know what I'm saying? And
facts.
That was kind of like back then we knew that we had a legacy and a heritage, and we were away from home, kind of in a sense, whether it means if home was originally here, the mental home, you know what I'm saying? Today I see the average 22, 23-year-old, they're trying to figure out how to keep up with today's times, which is kind of, I mean, but it's not in the mental capacity of, they wouldn't survive if they lived back then. They'd be working for us, or we'd be taking care of them.
I don't know if anybody would survive. I don't know no Negro who's going to be able to survive standing in that cotton field picking cotton. My mama picked cotton, and we're so used to our creature comforts. You know what I mean? That hard work or anything like that, that don't come easy, you know, we don't want it.
But, you know, like even me, this is what I was even thinking. Like, okay, I'm in my 50s. I plan on, I would like to, in the next 3 years, retire at 55 years old, right?
Right.
Not help or do my, but from my own real life personal job, and then that way I would be able to have more time to dedicate to the other things that make me happy as well when I'm helping others, right? The stuff people don't understand why I do it. I want to do that. And I know that there's things that I need to do, you know what I'm saying, to get me there. So I've set goals in place in front of myself to whether it just happened because it's time. Because like you said in the beginning, proper preparation prevents poor performance. You know, the 5 P's.
Right.
And a lot of people think that it's like based on luck and different things like that. And no, it's just when opportunity meets preparation, you know?
Right. And work, the work you put in,
steps. The hard work, you know what I'm saying? The sleepless
nights.
Exactly. The late nights and early mornings, you know what I'm saying? All that. I don't even want to wear heels
the
no more.
People don't.
And I done wore heels so many times, you know what I'm saying? Just to perform.
Yeah.
I don't know how
Beyonce that's the part of the...
Yeah, see, they got to use drugs.
Right?
You got to, or your whole body going to shut down on you. You know, I've been out there. I've been on tour.
It's the part nobody shows. They don't show that part, though. They just show the glamorous side of life. They don't show the hard work behind that. Can you imagine traveling across the world, going on tour, doing all those things? I'm sure you know, just being an artist yourself. And that's a lot of work. I can't imagine. I just can't imagine. I know enough that I don't want it for me. That's not what I want for me.
I'm going to tell you this.
I can do it.
I did it. Yeah, look, I did it. In the beginning, for a long time, day in and day out, and then I knew that wasn't for me either. That's why for 10 years, I can do the radio show from no matter where I'm at in the world, you know? And so I had to find my comfort zone, but because I couldn't, you know, I left music so many times. But I realized when I was leaving music, I was leaving the people who needed me. Because I was their guide. You know, like somebody got to be in the front holding the flashlight and the gun.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The person who waited, you go first. No, you go first. You go first. You know what I'm saying? No, you go first. to be like Scooby-Doo. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So the person that ain't scared, that's holding that flashlight, that's leading the way, I had to
yeah.
come back and find a way to still come back to still be able to assist. You know?
Right, right. And this is your way through this radio show.
I couldn't give it up, you know? I want to play one more song and then hop into a conversation about this. So we got Lady
okay,
Lex
wonderful.
With Ladies First. That's coming up next. Let's pop into it.
Okay, let's get to it. Let's go.
Sister, I did ask her what she said. She said everything in Spanish that she said in English, she just only rapped it for y'all. She's somehow she possessed being a Spanish rapper but an English singer. Shout out to Lady Lex. BK, no, matter of fact, she in the Bronx. Shout out New York, shout out to the Bronx. Lady Lex, what's that 929 area code? About to hop back in with Black Mama. Okay, so y'all just vibe with me. Listen, we gonna keep going. We got a storm here. It is raining right now, so let me get everything tapped in. Mama, you can hear me. Yep. It got you
yes.
back in. It's just storming here right now, so it's kind of like, you know, hit or miss. It stopped lightning and stuff, so it's passing. But, yeah, that was Lady Lex.
Wow, that was amazing. Gave me big Mary J. Blige vibes, too, when she was singing and the beat, you know, when you mentioned East Coast. So definitely had that flavor to it. And the Spanish rap was amazing to that. Very amazing.
Yep. That's Lady Lex for you. She'll definitely hit you with
some mind right. Get your mind right.
Yeah, I'm a lady first. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
So let's touch base on that subject. I know me and you talked about we're just going to go, y'all can get mad if y'all want to, that we going all over the place. I don't care. Yeah, we're going to touch as many subjects as we can right now because we on all 7 continents for the next hour and 23 minutes. So let's talk about
it.
Let's
go. All right, definitely for that song. Did you have something specific you want to tap into?
Nuh-uh.
On that thought process with the song?
I mean, it just started pouring down, so that's why I was like, oh.
That joint, definitely a great message, I think, especially for the ladies. I think oftentimes we continue to recycle relationships, going back to things we know that serves us no purpose, waiting for people to get they act right in order for us to move forward with them when they should be getting they act right in order to move forward with us. So definitely a great message and an on-time message in these days and times, because relationships on social media and everywhere in the media seems to be a big issue. Lots of people in everybody's business when it comes to their relationships. So, but people are still sticking with the toxicity and then wondering why they're not happy. So, yeah, that's a great message in that one for sure.
Okay, so this is what I'm finna do. Since we right there on that topic right here, right? I'm gonna play this song. This is Peony, the bottom of the bottle. So it kind of the title entails on itself. So already go ahead and be thinking about what you finna share with us after you hear this. Because you just heard what we said with the last song with Lady Lex. I'm a lady first. And then this is finna like take it, because I told you, we're gonna build on this conversation tonight. You know what I'm saying? And then we're gonna play these ladies.
Definitely.
And we're gonna, you know, for people who don't understand maybe what they're saying, because I know most of these ladies personally whose music I'm playing tonight. So
okay. We're
going to talk
okay.
about what y'all don't understand and what they really saying, but y'all rather be popping, twerking, doing all that, you know, I mean, have fun. But, yeah, we about to go to this bottom of the bottle by Miss Peony.
Over you, I got to the bottom in the glass. grab me a drink, just ease my mind.
Ease my mind, ease my mind.
And hope that when I wake, everything will be just fine.
I done got to the bottom of the bottle.
I just gotta get away. When I don't mean that, I really wanna stay. I don't know what I'm saying, baby, I'm playing.
Alright, that was Peony, my little sister. Hey, all these females is my little sisters, y'all. Like, for real. Like, I know these ladies personally, like, in real life. Real life. We all have been on this musical journey with each other for a very long while. And it's the themes that the mainstream don't want y'all to know. The hidden gems, diamonds in the rough. It's us, the sisterhood. But yeah, chiming back in with Black Mamba and letting her go from there. What's good, sis?
That was deep. I enjoyed that from Miss Peony. Kind of reminded me in a sense of Tweet, Smoking Cigarettes. If you remember that song, Smoking Cigarettes at Night.
Yeah.
Kind of gave me definitely that vibe, that relationship vibe there, where you just stuck. But man, bottom of the bottle, looking for life at bottom of that bottle of that bottle. It's a temporary numbness, but that pain is always going to return. And for a lot of people, whether it's liquor, drugs, sex, food, binge watching TV, for me, it was books. I was lost and drunk in books. When COVID hit, I read 172 e-books. That's not the physical books I read, but I read 172 books that year. I wanted to be lost in the other world.
I was supposed to have that floss in here, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I was supposed to have it. See, I should have hooked up the condenser microphone. Girl, now we got to do this again.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Grace and mercy.
Once you read 100 books, now I got to buy you a personal pizza for Pizza Hut.
Girl, you know you used to love those, right? You really did. Couldn't wait to get that personal pan for Pizza Hut finding the book.
I'm getting all the books on everything I like. Let me go on.
I know, right?
But go ahead, sis. I didn't mean to cut you off. But yeah, I had to tap in on that.
No, you good.
A personal pan pizza.
For sure. A pizza for a year with that. But yes, 172 books, simply because I did not want to live in my reality. I wanted to live in someone else's fictional world. And it took my mind off things that was going on around me, with me, within me, my environment, and those things that affect me. But once I put that book down, it was just like me picking another book up, because I'd be facing everything that was going on. So, you know, people do that. We look to things to fill us, to make us take that pain, get that pain taken away when we're feeling away, especially like in a relationship. So yeah, we got to face that reality. With acknowledgement comes awareness. Once you become aware, you cannot become unaware. So you're aware, sis, of what's going on, why you feel the way that you do, but you don't want to face that reality. So you drink, you smoke, you know, you go out, you have sex with multiple people, you know, to take that pain away. Lots of different things we all do to try to fill that void of darkness that's going on within us.
Yep, I totally agree, and I understand, you know what I'm saying? And it's a journey, and it's a process, and sometimes, you know, you're going to be up, sometimes you're going to be down, but as long as you sticking to the original mission, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just reach that goal, even if it's that you need to take time out to actually rest. There's a lot of people that's not resting, and I wanted to touch bases on that, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't saying you got to actually go to sleep because you don't need to close your eyes to rest. Can you talk on that subject, you know?
Definitely. People talk about meditation, but of course there's proper ways to meditate, but just getting somewhere. If you are anybody that walks with Christ, the Bible is going to tell you to get to a quiet place where you can, you know, get one with your thoughts and work with your spirit that's within you. Talk to God. But, you know, we have so many distractions going on around us all the time. Our phones, our watches, our TVs, we cannot get away. So you have to be really intentional to get to that quiet spot. Turn off your phone, put it on Do Not Disturb. Turn the TV off. You know, not even listening to music. Just get somewhere. I like to go get in nature. I'll go to the lake. It's quiet there. I'm just in nature. And you can get a lot from that in itself. My daughter's taught me a lot about the earth and just how sticking your feet in the ground can help recharge you. Our body has electricity in it. The earth does, too. We can recharge. The sun, just being in the sun can recharge us. It's an energy drink for free. That's right there is the sun. So definitely get into a quiet place with your thoughts, hopefully prayerfully somewhere in nature near a body of water. I believe water to be one of the strongest elements on the earth. And just get one with yourself. Be open. Be real. Get raw. Get naked about what's really going on with you. And that's what a lot of us don't want to do is face exactly what's going on with us on the inside because it's ugly. And we do everything else to turn away from that, to keep us from looking within. But that's where you need to go if you want to save yourself. It won't be at the bottom of that bottle.
Okay, sorry about that. I had to pause. Like, it's like really storming when we got to talking about water. Oh, yeah, we're dealing with the element of water, the strongest element out of all the elements out of fire of love right now. It is doing its thing. Lowering windows, you hear? I had to send somebody to go shut my windows. We're the universe with us right now. So I'm just getting this water up.
And it's a storm.
But, I'm trying to think of what I want to play next, you know, just to kind of let me see, because we don't want to go off a subject. So, it's not necessarily off a subject, but go into the other realm of the other side of how they do things around here.
Right. It's all good.
Let me see. I'm going through the list. Seeing. Not that we don't got it. Okay, we're going to go into this DL. Yeah, because we just talked about what we just talked about. Georgia, I know that you, we talked yesterday or whatever, or messaged with each other yesterday. So we're about to hop into this GA Bars with Sacred. So this song is pretty much going to the vibe of, and I think this is what I was looking for, into what we were talking about, because this is kind of the levels of what we was already in conversation about. So this is GA Bars with Sacred.
Exclusive studio, you gotta know that. It's girl GA Bars.
Me without you is like books with words missing. Big lakes, no more fishes. Birthdays, no more wishes. It fills my mind up and takes me over like a sickness.
Damn.
But this is results from actions I'm forced to live with.
Why?
You know how it feels to keep it this real. I gotta let you go, but the love I still feel. I can't chill, a burning blaze deep in my bones. Cause you're gone, and my heart feels so alone. Man, I'm realizing that I'm hooked on you. I wonder if you feel the pain that I go through.
Do you
feel so good to me?
feel it cause I see it in your eyes.
Look around, I see hatred.
I know you feel it cause I see it in your eyes too. I know you feel it cause I see it in your eyes too. What is really sacred now? People using the internet to pimp their own child out. It's like somebody told the whole world to wild out. Mixed with the cannon, got them singing like Mariah now. Still through it all, I thought at least I had you. Blinded by love, so I couldn't see the truth. Tripping like Sade, you was my sweetest taboo. Damn, now I'm looking at the sky. Said you wouldn't do this to me, said you not that guy. Now I'm sitting here asking God why. I thought it was gonna be me and you for life. Love I thought was sacred just cut me like a knife. To be honest with my kids, that was there for me. Strong for me, even though they were scared for me. Cause you got possessive, like I was your territory. Hard on my sleeve, I guess you had to tear it for me. I know you feel it cause I see it in your eyes too. Feel it cause I see it in your eyes too.
Hello. Of course. For however long you got me.
Okay. Yeah. That's a. I know you heard the last song. She does have new material. Lady Letch. Let me do this shout out real quick, not to cut you off, ma'am. Lady Letch, I will make that connection happen. I did see the message that you just sent me. Y'all, I only got two devices right now because I'm dealing with a storm. And some of the stuff don't want to sign in and all that right now and do what it needs to do. So I do want to put that out there. I'm not ignoring anybody who's sending me text messages. The only thing that's happening is I'm in the middle of a storm right now. And it is what it is. It's out of my control. So what God is giving me to utilize, that's what I'm utilizing. So I'm down to two devices. Run the one to boards. That's the device that I keep seeing the messages on. I cannot respond to you right now, but Lady Lake, yeah, I'll make that connection. I spoke with her yesterday. And, yeah, so let's talk about it, sis.
Go ahead. Sacred. I love that. And I love that she used her support system around her in terms of the message of the song to find her way out of that pain and betrayal, the feelings of that. Of betrayals, it's like a knife, like she said, it's like a knife, and knife wounds hurt, you know, especially if somebody is stabbing you, and not only just stabbing you, but twisting it, you know. We talked about that bow and arrow, that the damage is done when you're pulling it out, not necessarily going in. So definitely a great message, but you are sacred, you know. You have to love. To love is to let go. You got to love yourself, and your body is sacred, your heart, your mind, your spirit, your soul, all that is sacred. And if anyone cannot see that, then definitely it's something that's going to hurt. Definitely something I talked about in a recent podcast. I don't know, which one was it? I'm not sure. Maybe somebody out there can tell me if they know what I'm talking about. It was just recent, and I think it might have been either Pandora's Box or The Purge, but just talking about healing. And when you cut stuff out of your life, how it hurts. People talk about, oh, my cutoff vein is strong.
That was on Pandora's Box.
Yeah, okay. See, I just be talking. The spirit moved me to talk. I don't even listen to my stuff just to edit it. So, and send something out. But I just send a message out and then I leave it alone and let it go. But when something gets cut, you know, it hurts. It hurts to cut things out of your life. It's supposed to hurt. But we have to let that stuff heal. But when we keep going back to the people that hurt us, we keep reopening that wound and we keep expecting to heal, but we're not going to heal. It's an open wound. And that's when that infection starts, that poison gets in, and it's going to infect your mind, your body, all of that. So you have to treat yourself sacred.
Definitely. I definitely agree. A big question, because this is not just for musicians. If you could work with anybody, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Kendrick Lamar. I definitely like to sit down and have a conversation with Kendrick. I find his mind to just be amazing. And in some of his lyrics, especially my favorite song is Count Me Out. You know, I love when they count me out. That's my joint, you know, just how he talks about, if I didn't learn to love myself, forgive myself 100 times, dog, where would I be right now? That love and that forgiveness, people get grace and mercy from the Lord. That's understandable. But what about yourself? You have to give yourself grace and mercy in order to keep pushing forward. And when you make mistakes, when you fall, just because you take an L, that's not a loss. That's a lesson. So definitely I would love to just chop it up with Kendrick.
Okay, and since you said that, we're about to hop into this Kima Zuma walking flame. At the time, she was Kiasa Jones, but she has elevated to Kima Zuma. And, yeah, let's take this out.
I like that name.
What goes around comes around, I got life to blame. I'm a lion out the jungle, I cannot be tamed. The struggle makes me who I am and I am not ashamed.
Since I was 6, I had dreams of being rich. I ain't never had shit, so I'm greedy like a bitch. You don't like it, but I grind hard to give it to you. That's to my brother and my mother, I'ma fucking feed you. See, I'm a queen, just a little on the rough side. I like baggy denim jeans and my puff pie. I'm from the West Coast, best coast living nigga. Ain't never shot a man down, but I squeeze the trigger. Live in the city where it rains hard, thank God. We're little niggas on the block, tryna bang hard. And bitches fucking raising babies out the junk cars. Don't disrespect me, you don't know me, shit, I came far, nigga.
I'm a sinner living hell, I'm a walking flame. What goes around comes around, as I like to blame. I'm a lion out the jungle, I cannot be tamed. The struggle makes me who I am and I am not ashamed. I'm a sinner living hell, I'm a walking flame. What goes around comes around, as I like to blame. I'm a lion out the jungle, I cannot be tamed. The struggle makes me who I am and I am not ashamed.
At 14, I was out late creeping. Smoking with the devil, I ain't even have a reason. My mama kept me trapped, I ain't grow up having freedom. But I thank her for it every day, cause finally I know the reason. It was so cold, all them long dark nights. I go to school and run away, thought that it was right. And no, I never been a bad kid, maybe a few fights. But that never made me think about my life and how it wasn't right. It was the pain and the love that I never felt. The other kids had what I always wanted, nigga, wealth. But I was taught to love my own and to be grateful. That's probably why my life is getting better as the day goes. Whoa.
I'm a sinner living hell, I'm a walking flame. What goes around comes around, I got life to blame. I'm a lion out the jungle, I cannot be tamed. The struggle makes me who I am and I am not ashamed. I'm a sinner living hell, I'm a walking flame. What goes around comes around, I got life to blame. I'm a lion out the jungle, I cannot be tamed. The struggle makes me who I am and I am not ashamed.
What's happening? But I ain't stopping. It is watching, but I ain't. can't sit with us. We pop big bottles, you can't sit with us. Whole team full of models, you can't sit with us. Nasty gas, full throttle, time to run it up. Run it up, run it up. You can't sit with us. We pop big bottles, you can't sit with us. Whole team full of models, you can't sit with us. Nasty gas, full throttle, you can't sit with us. I don't resonate with you. Keep your distance, don't stand too close. I'ma let the vibes hit you. You keep your games, we ain't playing none. Big bottles, big bottles, you can't sit with us. I stay down, then I leveled up. Vampires want my energy. Save yourself before you sit with me. My niggas gon' call shots. Steady moving on big blocks. Master gas, we gon' run it up. Got no point to talk a lot. Lifestyle living lavish. I ain't never been average. You can't sit with us. We pop big bottles, you can't sit with us. Whole team full of models, you can't sit with us. Master gas, full throttle, time to run it up. Run it up, run it up. You can't sit with us. We pop big bottles, you can't sit with us. Whole team full of models, you can't sit with us. Master gas, full throttle, you can't sit with us. Know my worth, so I'm anti. Can't sit with us, cause we too blind. And you the type to play both sides. And I'm the type to sit courtside. I carry the light, ooh. Diamonds worth your life, ooh. Taking flight, I'm out of sight, ghost. It's members only. If it ain't about the money, you can't sit with us. You can't sit with us. We pop big bottles, you can't sit with us. Whole team full of models, you can't sit with us. Master gas, full throttle, time to run it up. Run it up, run it up. You can't sit with us. We pop big bottles, you can't sit with us. Whole team full of models, you can't sit with us. Master gas, full throttle, you can't sit with us.
Okay, that was Lachey Love. I snuck that one in. You can't sit with us. You know what I'm saying? If you on that extra little, like I said, all that dropping it low, ain't nobody saying that it's a bad thing or nothing like that, and you can't have no fun. But it's a time and a place for everything. So I'm going to make me hard to deny. Miss Viper Bars. Let's go.
Miss Viper. Yeah. Let's get it. Man, I'm trying to be the illest you ever saw. If you thought it was cooked, try to soak, cause it's all for the chillin'. Cause you know it's wrong, it was never on. You need to fall back, them rhymes that are risen at your mind. Cause smitten, never bitten, pure smitten, these flames that are saw. Leave your sassy, call me Noah's Ark. While we depart, I'm a party dude, carnage too. I was so clever thinking they better, but I left them damn cold with a thin sweater. Cause I've been better, I'm a go-getter, for dough cheddar, I know better. Than the ages track like that, when I throw that bar. So yeah, I picked it up, and raised it high. Let's celebrate, raising glasses to the sky. It's a new day, bottle popping non-stop, and it's a good thing. We could, babe, just Gucci, bitch, continuing to blow my vibe. Damn. So you gotta go and get a celebration in the moment, cause you want it so damn bad that it hurts. Don't it take a nibble of success, be the best for the moment, flatline anything else, cut the breath from. Set some, the stress come, they're never letting up, I'm guessing it's just cause, yep, huh, they don't wanna see you blessed, huh. So I flip that money like you flip a switch, y'all near, and where y'all took a pill. That burned down, so how you cross that bridge? How about you sit up in that dish you did? And now you stressed, cause my I'm the best. Told her, yeah, this don't mess with me, cause revenge from me is a vengeance scene. It's something that we just don't make. Now you stressed, cause my I'm the best. Told her, yeah, this don't mess with me, cause revenge from me is a vengeance scene. It's something that we just don't need. Screaming off with your head, like I'm the queen of hearts. Then throw them deuces, I am not as a flame depart. So please don't waste my time with your broke thoughts. I'm trying to stack my money before the show starts. cause I'm on it like I'm Ozark. We caught him, made a double most us. Now I'm sending selfies on a postcard. Too lucky if you rest in the ghost guard. Yes, I'ma go hard. I be running for the end zone like a goose that was loose and just ducked your circle. Fuck your purple. My shit out, fuck around and kick doors out.
All right, y'all already heard what she said. She gonna make herself hard to deny. So let's tap back in with sis and see what's popping. This storm, y'all, this storm got me sweating. Y'all know when they say mean people sweat on their nose. I'm not mean, y'all. I'm just serious and passionate about saving all of us, even though I could just save myself. So imagine that. So, yeah, that shit got me sweating. What's going down, sis?
You are hilarious. You are hilarious. How the storm gets you sweating, sis, because
well,
you have to close the window.
I don't know if we're going to make it, y'all. I mean, I might, but they might not make it.
Ah, oh, the universe showing its love to you tonight.
Sweating. Huh?
I said it's the universe showing you love tonight. It said you got a storm inside you. You ready to let it loose on the world, sis.
Oh, yeah, it's giving me a sweat. It released that. Y'all know I'm wearing Prince from. I should have had that ready to go, too. I'm going to plug up the cassette. I promise y'all. I'm going to tell y'all, if it ain't going to be this summer, and I'm going to be honest with y'all, it ain't going to be this summer, but I'm going to look and see what my birthday is. And if my birthday on a Thursday, my birthday on Thursday this year, but I don't know. I'm going to check. I'm going to bring the condenser microphone back, and we're going to have all the sound effects and everything because it's just sitting in the box. It ain't collecting no dust. I do open it every once in a while, let osmosis happen. Y'all know I know to keep my electronics and stuff together to make sure they work. Test them out here and there. But, yeah, we're going to bring the condenser microphone, everything back. But, I mean, let me quit being stiff. I am sweating. Y'all, I don't know if y'all going to make it, and y'all got me sweating. Like, for real, because I, you know, some of y'all going to have to walk the plank. Be honest up front, hey. Some of y'all going to have to walk the plank.
A mess.
Hey, and if you
don't
good
drown.
Enough to put a Woody Woodpecker, if you good enough to put a Woody Woodpecker and walk over the top and come back over the bottom, back over the top again, you can stay. I'm telling you on everything, you staying. We're going to give you some training. But back to the basics. So. For real. Well, I'm sitting here with OG, y'all. Y'all know he in the building always. Let me chop it up with you a little bit. Go ahead, you know.
Evening. Blessings
okay.
To everybody. Good evening, OG.
Good evening.
The building. Y'all checking it out. Y'all with Cold Feet Radio this evening. How y'all feeling? I hope everything is well with you.
Oh, with me it is.
But,
wonderful. I'm sorry. I thought he was talking to the audience. But hello, OG. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. And it's a beautiful
wonderful.
Evening except for the storm. The storm came through.
Oh, that's it's beautiful, too.
The blinds back and stuff down. So, with that being said, now it's hot. It's a beautiful evening, beautiful conversation, y'all. I'm just loving and listening, and I'm in here all the time. You know, I always sit back and represent with Cold Feet Radio, you know, sitting in the background, just being nice, cooking good meals and stuff like that, you know. Every now and then,
wonderful.
It's good to just be a listener. It's good to listen.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet your acquaintance, OG.
You too, ma'am, and thank you.
Okay, y'all. Well, with that being said, before we tap back in, he told me to play this. The storm didn't stop. We probably could crack the windows back. So we're going to let him know. I ain't running out of love, but I'm running out of time. My little cousin, Shayana Janae, Minneapolis' very own. Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm not running out of love. Said I'm not running out of love. So tell me where we go from here. Trying to make it right.
Love.
it's all about you. And just don't give me the same mistake, cause it's all about you. Well, I'm sure there's someone who will appreciate me, amen. And I know there's plenty who would love to have me.
Position.
pick it up, put it down, put it down. Side to side, throw it around and around. But you too worried about the next thing, trying to get on. So
you need to not worry about what I do. About what I do, worry about you when you do it. You, if that's what you want, if that's how you feel, yeah. Guess what? Fuck both of y'all, fuck both of y'all. If that's what you want, then you know the deal. Hey, guess what? Fuck both of y'all, fuck both of y'all. Fuck all of y'all, all of y'all, all of y'all, all of y'all. Fuck all of y'all, all of y'all, all of y'all, all of y'all.
Fuck all of y'all, all of y'all, all of y'all, all of y'all. Fuck all of y'all, all of y'all, all of y'all. Fuck your mama, your daddy, the bitch that you think got a daddy. No, you don't understand it. This song is for you. Fuck your quote unquote sister, the one that be claiming she missed ya. No, you don't get the picture. This song is for you.
Fuck all of y'all, all of y'all, all of y'all, all of y'all. Fuck all of y'all, all of y'all, all of y'all, all of y'all. Fuck all of y'all, all of y'all, all of y'all, all of y'all. You, fuck all of y'all, all of
I'm on a Peony vibe. We might as well say this is a Peony listening party, because it's just vibing. And after this last song, we're going to hop back in with Mamba. But, yeah, that was Peony, a double play by Peony. Hit coming back with her again. But right now, we about to play Stay in Your Lane.
Going to find, motherfucker.
Homegirl Peony. We had Bottom of the Bottle from her. We had New Love. Both of y'all. And that was just Stay in Your Lane. chiming back in with my sis, though. What's going down, Mamba? How you feeling?
Hey, great. Was all three of those from Peony,
Miss
Peony?
All three of those was just Peony, and then Bottom of the Bottle was also Peony as well.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Was that New Love a continuation of that Running Out of Love? I like that comeback story, Ben.
Honey. Tiana Jemaine, which did Running Out of Love, is my little cousin, and Peony is like one of my best friends.
Okay,
and,
beautiful. You got some talented sisters in your life.
Oh, that's part of the sisterhood. So see how God connected you when I told you it was time? Baby, you ain't got to worry about nothing. You know what I'm saying? We was waiting on you. And when it was time, it was time. That's what I told you. It was time. You know?
Thank you.
So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're even listening to, you know, Miss Keone, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the different subjects that she touched bases on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what's the vibe? What's the message?
It's real. It's real life. It's definitely, you know, real life. And it's things that us ladies go through, discuss with our friends, our sisters, our family, heartache, heartbreak, pain, you know, betrayal, and just that comeback season, overcoming all of those things, definitely.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to reach out to your friends, even if you ain't talked to them in a long time. If you know a certain person, if you feel like that person going to be, you don't know. I mean, whatever God the only thing I can say is whatever God gravitates to you, that's what you do. Because I feel that's how I get connected with my telephone calls and all that. I don't think necessarily that they really be wanting to call me, because I'm not the person to call if you're going through something sometimes. Because legend tells I'm not nice. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you just don't sugarcoat. And that's the kind of friend I need, one that's going to be honest and that's just not going to continue to enable, you know, the toxic choices that I'm making. We all have friends. You know, you might have that friend that calls you and they never have nothing good to say. They just call you to complain, to whine, and you've talked to them before. It just gets to the point where you just holding a phone and you just like, okay. Wow, seriously? Oh, that's messed up. And it's just a cycle of those same repetitive words coming out of your mouth because there's just nothing to say. They just drain the life out of you because it's like they can't get out of their own way after multiple attempts at the suggestions you give them. They know the answer. They just choosing. And you can't do nothing with nobody that's choosing. It's their choices. So my thing is make your choice, make your bed and lie in it, but don't complain about it, you know, at the same time. What you tolerate and what you allow, you know, that's on you.
Correct. And a lot of people don't understand that. And then when you tell them you don't tolerate or allow that, then they, now you acting weird and you acting funny. No, that's not what I do.
Right.
So why would you expect me to accept the things that you accept? You worry about you and I'm going to worry about me.
Facts.
You know, that's simple and that easy. Right now, I'm going to play one more song. We got like a half hour.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we still got a little bit of time. I'm going to play, I think, maybe two more songs. But I want to play this song right now. The only reason why I want to play this song, and I'm going to tell y'all the truth. Yesterday was my cousin's birthday in my radio show today. So this Kiana that y'all hear in this song, This is her daughter singing about how her mother has inspired her to be the wife. And this is Cheyenne Janae and her husband, Young Cocky Gutter, with Madonna.
Oh, no. Oh, when you turn around,
you know what you said. No, wait. I ain't doing right, y'all. Happy birthday, Kiana. I love you, cuz, and I'll see you this weekend. Let's go.
No, when you turn away, you know what you said. Yeah. Hey, she remind me of Madonna.
Madonna.
Madonna. She remind me of Madonna.
Madonna.
Yeah. Hey, she remind me of Madonna.
Madonna.
Move her body like Rihanna.
Rihanna.
I can't lie, I really wanna.
Won't
cause she ain't really with the drama.
No drama.
I know she get it from her mama.
Kiana.
Introduce her to karma.
Come
now I got her where I want her. And we gon' kill her
in summer.
But you remind me of Madonna.
Ooh, yeah.
Move your body like Rihanna.
Ooh,
I can't
yeah.
lie, I really want you.
Ooh,
she ain't really with the drama.
No drama.
I know she get it from her mama.
My mama.
Introduce her to karma.
Come
now
on.
I got her where I want her. I tell you all in my future.
My future.
Hey baby, I'm being honest. She said her last dude broke her heart. She said y'all don't do the same. She made me promise.
She made me promise.
But your love was a test. I'ma pass the class with honor. They said we won't make it. That's ironic. Down and out. Now we in and out of onyx. Coin spaz got me feeling like Sonic the Hedgehog. If a nigga play with you, I cut his head off. Stayed down with the plug, then we ran off. I might tell his baby bag like a handoff. I'm too high, shit. Just don't cut the fan off. She know I beat it like the drum line.
Yeah.
I still with my jacket like MJ.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I be feeling like MJ.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, but you remind me of Madonna.
Madonna.
Move her body like Rihanna.
Rihanna.
I can't lie, I really wanna.
Won't
cause
me.
She ain't really with the drama.
No drama.
I know she get it from her mama.
Kiana.
Introduce her to karma.
Come
now I get her where I wanna.
You want
and we gon' kill her in
summer.
But you remind me of Madonna.
Ooh,
move
yeah.
your body like Rihanna.
Ooh,
I can't
yeah.
lie, I really
to you how you want it.
You want it.
You knew that I was coming.
Come
your way
it.
With the running.
Run
like run for us, run for us, run for it.
Boy, you know I'm running.
Run
boy,
for us, run for us, run for it.
Boy, you know I'm running.
Run
boy,
for us, run for us, run for it.
You know that I'm running.
Run
boy,
for us, run for us, run for it. I remind him of Madonna.
And she remind me of Madonna.
Move
her body like Rihanna.
Rihanna.
I can't lie, I really wanna.
Won't
cause she ain't really with the drama.
No drama.
I know she get it from her mama.
Kiana.
Introduce her to karma.
Come
now
on.
I got her where I want her.
You want
and we gon' kill her in
summer. Every summer.
But you remind me of Madonna.
Oh,
move
yeah.
your body like Rihanna.
Oh,
I can't
yeah.
lie, I really want her.
Ooh,
cause
yeah.
she ain't really with the drama.
No drama.
I know she get it from her mama.
My mama.
I'm lyrical, I spit so cold with visual.
With vision,
thought the porch on gang shit with criminals.
For
money chasing, I'm money making, I'm dedicated. They sleeping on me, I leave them sick and they contemplating. That money talk, I charge a nigga for conversation. And every day my birthday, so I'm just celebrating. Been through the rain and the storm, and that's what made me strong. And they be mad at me when I ain't did no wrong. I shake them off, I'm taking off, I'm bossing up. Cause niggas tellin' lies. My circle small, they lookin' hard, it's such a shame.
bag and I stay looking cute. Got these fuck bitches mad. Calling my phone, no bullshit, they get your ass blocked. Thinking you tough, run up and get your ass rocked. We on with the shit, ain't no running, I'm 10 toes down. You keep talking shit, she a bitch, she a hoe.
real hot shit. Ice me out, bust down wrist. If you ain't hoe, make the opp sick. Buck.
I say that I am a rock star. Pull up in a hot car. Greedy gang is coming through. They can't handle a hot girl. Tell them this is my world. Stepping on they neck. Tell them hand over the ice core. Oh my. I say that I am a rock star. Pull up in a hot car. Greedy gang is coming through. They can't handle a hot girl. Tell them this is my world. Stepping on they neck. Tell them hand over the ice core. Oh my.
Running the big bug. So glossy, yeah bitch, I'm flossing. Yo nigga, he want me. Custom drip all on me. Camera slashing my posse. Name a bitch out that can stop me. Big boys, big whips, big ass, thick hips. Top bars and model bitches. Big ass and big titties. Big racks, all 150s. Only bad bitches fucking with me.
I say that I am a rock star. Pull up in a hot car. Pretty gang is coming through. They can't handle the hot girl. Tell them this is my world. Stepping on they neck. Tell them hand over the
such a vibe for me. Your energy be a vibe to me. Constantly calling my phone, telling me you are alone. And you want me to come fly. It's cool, give me 35. Gotta stop, then I'm on my way. Handle my business, then we can play. Hold on. Start to tingling, like you be somewhere controlling me, licking me down, ripping my clothes to the ground, spreading me open, leaving me hopeless. Your love be like ecstasy, give it to me,
give it to me.
The way you say my name, moaning like Johnny. Hold on.
With the lovely, amazing Black Mamba. So we're about to hop into this last song. Love, Peace, Hair Grease. Y'all already know. She's going to be talking to y'all, and then all of a sudden, all y'all going to hear is, thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. So y'all already know. So I'm just telling y'all right now. I'm going to keep it official. I'm doing what I'm doing. We're going to make this shit happen. I love all of y'all. Like I said, I'm open to all ideas, whatever it is that y'all want to do. We doing what y'all want to do. They gave me this to help y'all, all of us. This is for us. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like when Red went to Debo about the fight. You know what I'm saying? Remember, like, it's our fight. It can just stay. This for us, for real. Ain't nobody punching nobody down the street. Ain't none of that popping. You know what I'm saying? This is really for us. This is a platform for y'all. Without y'all, I wouldn't be able to do the amazing things that I do to be able. I probably wouldn't have had a motivation. So I want to say thank you, Black Mama. First of all, thank you, girl, on a short notice for being my guest of honor this evening. And it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We'll be working with each other in the near future. And, hey, I want to hop into this last song. And then we're going to hop back in with you. And then we're going to tell these fools it's time for me to go to bed. Because y'all know I'm old. Like, Thursday is my longest day of the week. That's how y'all know I love y'all. Because I sacrificed this sexy body, my beauty sleep, and all that to be here with y'all. So, yeah. Love, peace, and hair grease. But, yeah. Rest in peace. The only female king that I, in my lifetime, got to walk with, got to eat with, got to talk to, got to, the only, you hear what I'm saying? The female king. So rest in peace, Heaven King, my hitters.
I'm just riding with my head up. Smoking weed and drinking liquor. Got a couple baddies with me, but we ain't fucking with no niggas. From the get-go, if you know better than get low, underestimated me. You said hi, I give you the slick, don't just get out of my face. Don't interrupt my life if you got part-time days. All summer 16, I created my own way. Anybody out here see I'm low-key about my plan. Cause people love to gossip when they low-key fans. If you ain't hear it from me, then you know it's HIT. Watch the company you keep, nigga. Black Berettas, getting ready for the season, cause you know it's fuckboy weather. I ain't got no time to kill, you been pushing on the pill, cause you gotta stay focused, cause another man will. Said I'm out there on my ground, working hard from 9 to 5, in need of a master plan, cause it just can't be my life. Talking condos and swimming pools, vacays with a water school, late nights with no rules, celeb status with less jewels. Tryna rock designer purses, when I move with purpose. And yes, I came to slay, so you better call up the hearses, there's no mercy. Niggas hit me focused off of blood like I am thirsty. Hope you see me popping, being bro, you ain't deserved it. I had to teach some of you niggas how to really ball. Don't get stuck up in the jam, I ain't the one to call. I'm just chilling with my bitches, riding around making decisions. Timeless money, clocking digits, y'all. Yeah. Riding with my head.
fuckboy@gmail.com. Get that music to me. Never know, you might be the next spotlight artist of the week. Okay, chiming back in with Sis. Hello.
Hey, girl. Hey.
So,
the hook on that last joint was nice. I'm just riding,
man,
with my hitters.
Hey, rest in peace. The only IA. I lived a long time, and that was the only female king that I ever got to walk in life with. And just so happened her last name was King.
A blessing.
Definitely a blessing. Rest in peace, baby girl. I know you're looking down here on us. I know. But yeah, I mean, did you enjoy the show? You know,
I did. I enjoyed you, really. I find you to be an amazing radio host, Cold Peace. Definitely, you bring a lot of energy to your platform, to your show, and I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
Don't be no stranger. You come back now, you hear?
Ah. Anytime, especially for that open mic. If you want to do any open mic stuff, poetry night, that would be dope too. I'll definitely step in for that for sure.
I told you, I most definitely want to check something up, you know what I'm saying? And
heck yeah.
Get you like a jazz platform or something like that. Hey, listen, we are giants here. You know what I'm saying?
Right? We got jazz.
We got live
that
band.
Country. You gotta give me that country song you was talking about.
Oh, wait till you hear. What you gonna?
I wish I had it
chimed up in here. You know what? Let me see if it actually let me. Cause sometimes it lets you do certain things. So nope. Let's see if it let me find it and play it. Cause I mean, I know you can do certain stuff with this stuff. And I don't normally utilize it because it just be me by myself. But let's see if we can.
Right.
Let's see what happens. Yeah, let's actually see what happened. Let's see.
And even while you're looking that up,
we go right here. So
I definitely.
Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Okay, this is the song right here. So let's see if it brings it up. It's saying let it upload it. So let me just put a code for it so I know what it is. Oh, see? Now, here we go. here go. Through the fire. Now the storm want to come. No, not Lady Lex message. You were supposed to. Hold on.
Hold on, y'all.
That was the message. Pasha was calling. You were supposed to answer the telephone.
The phone went. It wasn't nobody on the phone right
now. Yeah, I know. It took too long. Don't worry about it. She might be outside. Can you go up to the front and look? Yeah, y'all. So y'all see, this is real radio. We real humans. I know y'all probably think I'm like the sweet little old lady that baked cookies and all that. I don't really like sweets. I got all my teas out except for one. All my body parts, all that's real. So, you know what I'm saying? We just want to say all that. Yeah, like this ain't no gingerbread cookie. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not fragile. So,
it's like my podcast. It's raw and it's authentic.
Yeah, I'm trying to tap back in because the storm then bumped us out real quick. But we're going to get back in because it can't hang up until I hang up anyway. So we gonna keep rolling. Like Fred Durst, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And they ain't gonna be able to stop it anyway. I'm the one who gotta hang up. So let's go.
Right.
Okay, boom. Yeah, it's just the weather and all that. See, yeah, I knew. Okay, we live on the air. We got OG, what's the name of the food and all that infusion. Shoot that shit out real quick.
Let me infuse you mind, body, and soul. I do cannabis infusion into my soul food. I mean, I do it.
That's amazing.
Well, but, you know, it's the new thing. So, you know, I'm stepping on board.
Right. Definitely.
And I'm
going to tell
y'all,
food
this is part of who made sure that my favorite hood meal is crab legs and lobster tails and stuff too. So it's not, I don't just spoil myself. She part of the reason why that's my favorite hood is.
We always gonna be good.
just walked in. What did I say I was looking for? Let's da 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 because it didn't went. Boom, boom, boom. I knew I wanted. We finna go over anyway. You know what I'm saying? Just go ahead, talk. I mean, we're not worried about what they're talking about because, again, you know what I'm saying? I'm the one
right.
who get to say goodbye. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
in the interim,
did you enjoy the show? Did you enjoy the show? Was it a good experience? I mean, how
Definitely.
Do you feel about coming back in the future and hosting and just being a part of it whenever you have time outside of what you already do for yourself?
Sis, if you have me again, I will be honored to come back. This is definitely me getting my feet wet. You know that I was anxious. A lot of people know that I was hella nervous. I'm not used to doing anything like this. And so, yeah, this was different. And I appreciate you so much just for your willingness to network and collab and work with random souls out there that's not so random. Like you said, the universe has a way of gravitating people towards you just when you need them. And you are entering into my atmosphere, you know, at a time when I needed it. So anytime that you think that I can bring any relevancy to your platform, I'd be happy to be here again. I enjoyed myself. So thank you.
I'm just glad that it was a pleasurable, you know, eargasm. I hope you enjoyed the music. I hope you enjoyed
For sure.
the comfortability of us not, you know, sticking to the standards of, you know, being the same old stereotypical Negroes like Najiri Earth said. You know what I'm saying? We humans sometimes... We need to cut loose, and that's what's crazy, because after me and you get done talking, the last song of the evening is a story behind this. I was having some car trouble with my tires. My tires, mm-hmm. I had this one tire. I got rims on my car, right, y'all? I got this HHR. It's the cutest little car that kind of, like, fits my whole personality and all that, and it's red, which ain't my favorite color. I should have probably painted the purple in the car. Probably work a little bit better, but not everything in there neutral. it might get painted purple. You know what I'm saying? But
okay.
Yeah, y'all. So
right, okay.
I'm having trouble with the car, and I got insurance, right? So I'm calling. I'm using my perks. So I called the insurance.
Okay.
And when I'm talking to the insurance guy, and he's troubleshooting me with the GPS device. Inside my car
mm-hmm.
because it's not working right. He's troubleshooting, and then he was like, well, I don't want to be rude or anything, but I just want you to know since I seen your email address with a radio show, I already sent you something, right? So that's going to be the last
right.
song of the evening that I'm going to play because there's a real story behind it. So after he sent it to me, then I went and watched the video. Then I'd already been talking to him. Because y'all don't really understand. I live downtown. They busted my windows when the Vikings was winning. We didn't even go to the Super Bowl. They busted my windows out. I could see
wow.
we went to the Super Bowl. I wouldn't even have been as mad. We got almost there, as always. I think, man, I'm going to have to start calling. I need to be the coach or the quarterback something. I'm going to start doing a knee. Don't touch me. We gonna. That's how we going to do
right.
our yard. I knee my way all the way down the field. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
But anyhow, y'all, if y'all knew the relevance of that, that was like, oh, you probably understood it when I said it. You know what I'm saying? In metaphorically form, mm-hmm. people were probably, why would she do it and then keep getting to the end? I made my way all the way down. You know what I'm saying? Nope, don't touch me.
Hell
don't,
yeah.
Don't touch me. Boom, 5 yards, 3 yards,
right.
10 yards. Whatever I got to do in this understanding, this aspect is not just for myself because I'm not just doing this for myself.
Right.
I need everybody that I'm connected to just like they need me, even when I don't understand or recognize it.
Right.
And that's what I want.
It's a symbiotic relationship.
It's not strange. It's not weird. That we're strangers and we feel connected to each other. We don't know. Some of them might be cousins. Some of that anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it don't
right.
really, like, matter. When you
right.
feel
right.
at home with a spirit and with a soul, accept that comfort of home because you don't know how long that's going to last. It can just
right.
be momentarily. It could be for a lifetime, you know. So what I want to tell y'all before I personally stop talking, before I let her finish saying what she got to say, shoot her link, let you know where y'all can find her at. We're going to support her just like y'all supporting me. And if y'all like, I know everybody's telephone number. Y'all know, I already know all that. I know y'all sponsors all that. We're going to support. We're going to do what we do, and I ain't saying don't nobody support none of that. Y'all know I just got to keep the humor and all that for the others
mm-hmm.
so they can still say that we're on a platform and, I don't know, I guess,
right.
I wouldn't say aligning
politics.
Or tuning in with them, but just coexisting. Perfect word, coexisting. That's the perfect word. We're coexisting mm-hmm. with them.
Right.
But, yeah, go ahead, shoot your link. Let them know who you are again. I appreciate you coming. Anytime, any ideas, whenever it comes, I mean, this is another home. You know what I'm saying? Another platform
right.
to utilize. We're going to keep chopping it up, you know, already, and collaborate with each other on many other different ideas on other different things, too. But, yes, I appreciate you.
For
and
sure.
Thank you. And I already got you your certificate, love.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'd love to have you on my platform as well. Anything that you feel you can bring, personal anecdote or testimony that you'd like to provide on my platform, I'd love to invite you and have you there as well. Just give me time because I am going to have not all my body parts. I'm going to have replacement body parts come the 24th, getting my hip replaced. But definitely want to catch you on my platform too, sis. I feel like you have a testimony to share as well that I've yet to know. I can just tell in your spirit, you can't be who you are right now without it. So definitely would love to get that down and record it.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a superhero and a human. See, the best part about being a superhero, the best part for me, I don't know about nobody else. Some people might like all the other attributes and all that and use it for bad. Cause
right.
You play with your attributes too much, you're going to use it for bad because then you're going to start getting selfish and having too much fun. It's like your favorite
right.
toy for Christmas. Like, you can't put it down. But, yeah, y'all. It's the favorite part for me about being a superhero and a queen and reigning my territories and my queendoms and the kingdoms and my alliances and everything that's connected to me is being able to be the person that connects the dots so quickly, so smoothly. I don't know how I do it. Is what I'm supposed to be doing is a gift and a curse, but that's my enjoyment is to make sure you guys are all connected to each other.
That's right. And that's what it's about. I just want to say for the end of this, I just want to thank everyone who tuned in to tonight's broadcast. And definitely I want to give a special shout out to my daughters for the moral support who's sitting over here with me. And for my little ones, too. They've been very quiet. I don't think you've heard any children running around. So they've been really good. So I'm definitely appreciative to them. Also, a special shout out to Pro Guide, the Beat Guide, music engineer extraordinaire out of Chicago, giving me moral support, and as well as my other supporters who tapped in tonight to support your show and support me on your platform. You can find me, Mamba, Raw and Unfiltered. That's Mamba, M-O-M-B-A, Raw and Unfiltered, on all digital platforms outside of YouTube, but even Pandora. You can look me up and check my podcast out. I hope you find some relevancy in it. I'm just out here trying to be a light to the world and trying to lead people out of their darkness as I'm leading myself out of there. Cold Peace, once again, you are an amazing radio host, a beautiful queen in yourself, and I appreciate you just for giving me this opportunity to chop it up with you today on your platform. And going out, I want everybody to be good, to be safe, and to stay healthy. Y'all be sure to drink your water. Water is life. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Likewise. Light and love, queen. Okay. Hey, y'all see what it is. Y'all see how we coming. Y'all see what season 10 been like really bringing. Y'all see all these hidden gems and how it just been boom. Let's support each other. Let's show more love, kindness, and all that throughout the world. Somebody was kind enough once upon a time to help us get up out of our darkness, like I said. Hold that flashlight. Don't be scared. Like, I mean, everybody going to be behind you and probably pushing you forward and all that. You know how that go with you, which as soon as you really got to go down to the basement or flick on the fuse box, all that. So, yeah, y'all, what I'm telling y'all, hey, don't be afraid to be that person in the front to shine that light, because that ain't your first time. And it probably ain't going to be your last. You held the light and stood in front before, even when you were scared. It's okay. We're about to get into this last song of the evening. Like I said, my insurance man, State Farm. Shout out to State Farm and Jake and them, y'all. And they do wear khakis. Every time I ask that, they say khakis. But, yeah, Citizen Go with Cut Loose. Love y'all. See y'all next week.
No matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the country. Best of intentions, going through the losing attention, believing a positive vision, have a good time, that is your mission. Close your eyes, sense through the sky, just let your body move through the vibe, feel the beats in your heart, lost in a moment, feel the spark. Hands through the sky, hands through the sky, feel the vibe, feel the vibe. Now open your eyes. Look left and look right. Sing this with me if you came to have fun tonight. No matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the country. No matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the country. This music getting so loud, yeah, it's taking the crowd. Are you feeling it now? That's what I'm talking about. Down to the sky. If you came to have fun tonight, no matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the country. No matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the country.
This is That's our entertainment.
We gon' hustle, hustle till our pockets so deep. I got stacks of 20-50s and them hundreds on me. Anything that you want, man, we got it coming, see. You gon' have to pay them profits, cause ain't nothing coming free. In my ear, so 25 niggas about to catch them a chair. She had 25 niggas and a goddamn grill. Shouted bill, 25 on a goddamn pill. Hit the strip club, sipping like future real fame. I've been busting for hours like Chris and Jackie Chan. Got the loud rapping pain, got the crowd clapping pain. Cause I'm cutting your ass like you was crapping sand. Hey, left and right, babe. I'm a will of life.
Hey, this your boy Trav, and you're now listening to Cold Peace Radio, the hottest underground music from the hottest underground radio station worldwide. Know that.